It's a beautiful spring day on the Chilkat River. The birds are chirping. The water is slowly meandering through the valley as it makes its way to the ocean. But as the wind picks up, an ominous yellow cloud lifts from the trees. Just looking at these tree pollen blooms is enough to make one sneeze. But as menacing as they may look, the large plumes of yellow may not be a source of seasonal allergy symptoms.
Red eyes, runny eyes, swelling eyes. When it's really bad, my eyes start to swell up. And then the sneeze tickle, it's like a hedgehog is in your nose. It's amazing.
That's Amanda Randalls, a Haines resident who suffers from springtime allergies. It has been a few years since she has seen pollen blooms of this size. The first time was a shock for her.
And I kind of definitely had a moment of, is this some sort of chemical warfare thing?
Most of that pollen comes from spruce trees, but spruce pollen grains are larger than pollen grains from other types of trees, such as birch. Larger pollen gets trapped by the hairs and mucous membrane in the nose before it can penetrate deeper into the respiratory tract and cause an allergic reaction. Dr. Jeffrey DeMain, founder of the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center of Alaska, says that spruce pollen can be an irritant in the same way that road dust is. But deciduous trees, grasses, weeds, and molds are the culprits for outdoor allergies. One way to plan ahead for allergies is to check recent pollen counts. DeMain uses a special machine to measure pollen at his clinic in Anchorage.
It runs for 24 hours, and then we collect the slides from that device. So you want to first identify what kind of pollens you're looking at, and then you literally count them. There's a mathematical formula that you use to determine how many pollen grains there are per cubic meter. So for every time we do pollen counting, I would say that's about 6 hours of total preparation.
In the Anchorage area, there are high levels of birch pollen at the moment. DeMain says that's normal for this time of year. What sticks out to him is that the pollen cycles are beginning earlier and earlier each year.
We're as much as a month earlier than we were, you know, a decade or two ago. And that's related to the warming of our temperatures, and our temperatures are warming 2 to 4 times what is seen in the global average if you're looking at the subarctic region.
DeMain says that unfortunately there is little pollen data for Southeast Alaska because it lacks pollen count stations. The equipment for the devices is expensive, and collecting the data is a labor-intensive process that requires special training. But looking at the yellow dust covering the roads, floating in the water, and swirling in the half-light, odds are the pollen count is high. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.